Hey, everybody, welcome back in the Madman Football Betting Podcast. Thank you guys for stopping by. We appreciate it. Last time we're going to be on during the football season. So, guys, it's been a fun season. We've enjoyed it. Just want to say thank you to everybody out there who's got on the over on the podcast platform, followed us over on X, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of those places. Thanks for subscribing, those that have over on YouTube, watching the full video. Guys, we will continue to have our podcast, not as many throughout the summer, but we will have some podcasts. We'll be talking NFL draft. We'll start talking about win totals as those populate. We'll talk about college conference winners, NFL conference winners, NFL division winners. Throwing out some of those things that we want to try to tackle as quick as possible before those lines begin to change as we get ready to go into August and get ready for the 26th football season. But guys, here we are, week of the big game, and it is time to talk a little bit about Seattle and New England. So let's get the ball rolling, guys. Before we do, make sure you get over to madmanclub.com, get registered today. Look around the website, guys. Several things to take a peek at. Our records over there. We're plus over 160 units on the year. So make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Check us out. Smash that follow button wherever you are, whenever you show up on the platform. Smash that follow button. Tell a friend. We want to grow this podcast as much as we can over these next few years. So we're going to be ready. We're going to get ready for August of next year and hopefully have as big a season next year as we did this year. But like I said, plus 160 plus units on the season. $100 better up 16,000. A $10 better up 1,600. So we're on the plus side, 50 some percent on our plays. Dog of the week we did pretty good with as well. So guys, here we go. Last week of football, it is the big game, Super Bowl 60. So let's dive right in. We'll talk a little bit about the game here in just a minute. Got a couple prop plays that I'd like to give out. I really love doing this every year. Throw maybe a quarter of a unit, half a unit, something like that. Makes the game fun. You can start from the beginning. It keeps you interested in the game with some of these props throughout when these guys are trying to reach those yardage plays or TDs or whatever. So to start with, we're going to talk about the national anthem. This year, I've been betting this national anthem the last 4 years. We've been pretty lucky. We've hit three of them. This year, I really believe the national anthem's going to go under the 120 seconds. It's minus 110, half a unit, like I said. And just because there's a 100 plays or 200 or 300 plays on this Super Bowl does not mean you have to bet them all. And you don't have to bet the ones I'm telling you. But these are the ones I like because it gets you from the beginning all the way up into the game. It throws you into some passing yardage and things like that. So to start off with, national anthem, I really believe this year is going to go under the 120 seconds, so 2 minutes. That's minus 110 if you want to throw a little play on that. Next up is going to be, and guys, we're trying to tie this in to kind of who we like. So we're going to go over some of those things as well. We're going to give you our play on the game at the end of this podcast. So another play that we really like, it's going to depend on how Drake May feels and whether he's 100%. As you know, if you haven't paid attention, Drake May has been getting some care. And of course, in the New England way, they're not going to tell you he's hurt. They're not going to tell you that he's 50% or 60%. However, there's a chance that he is shaken up. He's trying to get better. During this off week, and everybody is. You've played 20 games this season. No one's 100%, but there's a shoulder concern with Drake May, so they are working on that. He's also had an illness, and he's missed a few practices. So another play that I like, just in case, and like I said, maybe a half a unit, also in this game, is 2+ QBs to take a snap. If Seattle ends up hurting this shoulder even more and he has to come out for a play or two, then Josh Dobbs may get a snap in the game, and that's two plus QBs taking a snap. So I like that play as well, if you want to throw a little bit on that. So let's dive into some of these player props. I do like a special teams prop real well. Sam Darnold leads, they lead the league in turnovers. He has not had that game that has absolutely cost him. We know Sam Darnold can do Sam Darnold things, and I've said it. You guys have heard me say this a lot and a long time in all of these podcasts that I've done. Even back when I was doing Madman in the Morning, we've talked about all of these things like NILs and all these things like transfer portals and about these quarterbacks in the NFL, college, pro, all the stuff we've talked about. We've done it for the last 4 or 5 years, so it's nothing new. We're just trying to throw it out there again on this podcast as well. We know Sam Darnold can do Sam Darnold things. So, defensive or special teams touchdown, anytime touchdown for New England is plus 500. So, if you want to throw a half a unit on there, maybe even a unit, guys, he could very well throw a pick six in this game. So, there's an opportunity right here to hope that Sam Darnold does those Sam Darnold things during this game. Another one that we like real well is Sam Darnold to throw an interception. One plus INTs is minus 131. Again, if you want to throw a quarter unit, half a unit on it, I do like that play as well because I believe if he throws one, he'll throw two. So it may be fumble. New England's good about taking the ball away. So that's something else that can happen during this game. On to some quarterback props. So we like Drake May over 30 pass attempts at minus 115. Again, guys, I feel like New England is going to throw the ball. I feel like New England is not going to be able to run it as well as they would like to. I think they'll try to establish the run in this game. However, we all know that the defense of Seattle's weakness is the passing game. And if they did anything during this off week other than work on Drake May, they should have went out and got the film from the Rams game and watched exactly how that took place. There's your answer to the test. There's where New England could spread the ball around and make a few plays down the field. And so I do like Drake May over 30-plus pass attempts, minus 115. I also like his passing yardage. Drake May over 220 yards is minus 113. I really like that play as well because, again, I don't think they can just run the ball down Seattle's throat. I do think they can rush the ball a little and get on the edge maybe some. I don't think they're going to run it up the middle, and I don't think they're going to run for no 150 or 200 yards. So it leans Drake May throwing the ball as long as his shoulder holds up. Drake May spreading that ball around the field, so the pass attempts and over the 220 is where I feel like they got to fall. I like those real, real well in this game. So there's your props. We've got under on the national anthem. Oh, we got one more prop. I'm sorry. And I mentioned this the other day on the podcast. Drake May, anytime TD is plus 300. I really believe if they get down close, within the 1, 2, 3 yard line, get stopped. I really think Drake May will be the guy that runs the football. Again, it will depend on the shoulder, but I really, really like this play because I think if you get down there close, Drake May inside the, maybe the 6, I think Drake May is one of those other weapons they could use to try to find their way to the end zone. So under on the national anthem, 2 minutes, minus 110. Drake May, anytime TD, plus 300. Sam Darnold, one plus interceptions, minus 131. New England, defensive or special teams TD, anytime TD, plus 500. Two plus QBs to take a snap. Over passing attempts for Drake May, minus 115. Over Drake May, 220 yards passing, minus 113. Those are the plays we like as far as the prop bets. Guys, there's a ton of those plays on there. There's a ton of plays that you could throw a tiny bit of money on and have fun throughout the whole game color of the Gatorade on the winning coach and all those things. So these are the ones we like. We're going to talk a little bit about the game right after we take a quick break. We'll get back and dive back into the game itself. As we got Seattle and New England hitting it up in Super Bowl 60. So big game prediction coming up here in just 1 minute. We'll be back in a few minutes. Hey guys, welcome back in. Before we dive into the game and who we like, New England, Seattle, real quick, guys, make sure you get over to madmanclub.com. Also, for those that are following us, we want to say thank you. We have had an awesome season. Not just the fact that we're up plus 160 units, but all of the people that have jumped on board, the new followers that we've got. We haven't done, tried to throw any money toward advertisement, trying to grow it organically. Thank you to everybody out there who has shared a post or smashed that follow button. We really appreciate it. But guys, let's grow this podcast and get this train to the station and continue to cash tickets, because that's what it's all about. So make sure you tell a friend, if you listen to this podcast and we talked football and you went and cashed a ticket because of this podcast, let a friend know. Let them know we're plus 160 units and we really appreciate it. We're going to continue to talk football. It's football in your face, and we love it. Guys, all of the times that we've seen the comments and different things of people going back and forth, that's the part we love about talking football. Everybody's got an opinion. We love it. Everybody's got a comment to make about it, and we love that part as well. So let's just continue to grow the podcast. Get over to all of the platforms, guys. You can check us out over on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, X. We're over on YouTube, the full podcast, over on the podcast platform. But guys, if you stumble up on us and you hear the podcast and you catch a bet or two and cash a ticket, man, make sure you smash that follow button. We really enjoy having all the followers. So guys, let's dive right in. It's Seattle. It's New England. Do we remember what happened last time these two teams played? Marshawn Lynch not getting the ball. New England wins the game. New England wins the game on an interception that should have never, ever happened when these two teams met in the Super Bowl last time. So there is a prop bet. I didn't want to bet it. There is a prop bet. Will either team throw a pass inside the two-yard line? I thought it was pretty interesting because we know why that prop bet is there. So, guys, did not play that one. You got my prop bets just a minute ago. Real quick, we'll hit them one more time if you didn't get them. Two plus QBs to take a snap in the game. New England, defensive or special teams, anytime TD, plus 500. Sam Darnold, one plus interceptions, minus 131. Drake May, anytime TD, plus 300. Under the national anthem of 2 minutes, minus 110. Over passing attempts, Drake May, 30 plus, minus 115. Over Drake May, 220 yards passing, minus 113. Guys, the game is sitting at plus 4.5. New England, Seattle's favorite, and we all know, as well as Seattle's looked these last few weeks, everybody out there is going to be taking the Seattle Seahawks. I am not messing with the total. I have one big play on the game. We are going to make it an 8-unit play on this game. I really, really like our chances, and I'll tell you why. Everybody is going to be betting Seattle. Everybody out there at all of the sports books, watch Seattle run roughshod all year long, figure out a way to get past Darnold's turnovers in some of those games where he did turn the ball over. They run roughshod through the playoffs. They've blown people out. New England has not looked good at all during the playoffs. Drake May hasn't looked good in the playoffs. The only thing that's looked good about New England in the playoffs is their defense. All I have heard, Seattle in a blowout. Seattle, and it won't be close. Seattle will destroy New England. Let me tell you something. New England has a way of hanging around in these games. New England has a way of figuring things out and finding a way to win these games, or to at least keep these games close. So guys, without waiting any longer, this is what we're going to do. This is what the madman's going to do. You can do what you wish. 8-unit play. I will not call it my dog of the week, but I will say this. I do believe that New England not only will keep this game close, will have a very good opportunity to win the game outright as we get into the fourth quarter. Guys, I am going to hammer the New England Patriots plus the 4.5 in Super Bowl 60. Get ready. It's going to be a fun one, guys. One more time, take the New England Patriots plus the 4.5. As we get into the fourth quarter, New England has that opportunity to pull the outright upset. Guys, thank you for stopping by. Thank you for hanging in there with us all year long. It's been a great season. We've enjoyed it. This is our final play for the season. We'll be back at it come next year. But guys, one more time before we stop the show, New England plus the 4.5, 8-unit play. We think they're going to win the game outright, but we got the 4.5 as protection. Take the New England Patriots. Guys, that is a wrap for today's show. And remember, continue to bet smart and bet like a madman.